Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Beis. Chulin 72a. Pagination is 143. We're going to start at the new Mishnah, five lines up from the bottom at the end of a line. By way of introduction, we're going to be discussing the concept of an avela. That means an animal that died without shechita, a carcass. Now, normally, we think of shechita as functioning in order to make the animal kosher, as kosher meat, edible for the kosher consumer. Actually, shechita can accomplish something else as well if we're willing to discuss the laws of tumah, ritual impurity. Because an avela, a carcass, is not only not kosher, not edible to the kosher consumer, but it is also metame, causing ritual impurity. For example, the Rambam in Shar Avos HaTumos, Halacha Aleph of Perek Aleph, writes, Adam shenoga b'nevela nitma. A person who touches the carcass becomes tame. Farehu rishon latuma, he's a status one. He's not the extreme status as if he touched a human being that passed away, which has a different level of ritual impurity that's much higher, but it is a level of ritual impurity. And what shechita can accomplish, even if the animal is a treifa, is not going to be kosher because it's sickly, it has some puncture. But the shechita can accomplish that it will not be an avela and it will not cause ritual impurity. In Halacha Beis, for example, the Rambam writes regarding a different type of psul, Ushchitas behema tohora v'chaya tohora meta'araso b'chol makom, the shechita will make it tahar even though it's not kosher. For example, Chulin ba'azara v'kachim b'chutz. If you shecht a non-sacred animal in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which is not supposed to be done, that's an invalid activity, and you go ahead and you take kachim and you do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is also the wrong place, and it's an invalid activity, hare elu tahorim, but they're not going to have the ritual contamination that we're discussing. So shechita is a remarkable thing, even if it cannot make it kosher, as kosher meat, edible, but it could still remove the potential ritual impurity associated with the animal as it becomes a carcass. The Rambam observes, Halacha Gimel, Behema Temeya V'chaya Temeya Ein Hashchita Mo'el Espa. You have an animal that's a non-kosher type animal. Doing Shchita will not help. It will become a nevela, and it will have Tuma, even though you do Shchita, because Shchita is not relevant to such an animal, because there's no mitzvah shechita on such an animal because you can't make it kosher. In Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, continuing our overview before we do the Mishnah, Tereifa shenishchata shechita kshera. If you have the tereif animal that we described, it's got punctures in the lung, but you did a good shechita, afa pishi asura ba'achila, it's forbidden to be eaten, harei tahora, but it's pure of the ritual contamination. It does not become an avela. And that is the remarkable concept that shechita matzilaso midei nevela. Shechita can help it that it does not become an avela, even if it's not able to make it kosher. Let's take a look at the Mishnah, which springboards from these basic concepts into a more sophisticated case. Behema hamakasha leled. An animal is having trouble in childbirth. Fahotzi ubor es yado, and it stuck out, the fetus stuck out its arm. Vechatcha, and the owner of the animal cut the hand of the fetus off. Possibly he's trying to manage to get this animal out without killing the mother. There are other discussions why he might cut it, because the part that got stuck out might actually be never kosher, and he wants to remove it so that it doesn't accidentally get mixed in with the rest of the animal, which might be kosher. In any case, he cut off the animal's hand. Va'achakach shachat es imo, and then he shecht the mother. Habasar tahar. The fetus, together with the mother, is going to be kosher food. The arm that got cut off, of course, is non-kosher food, not kosher to be eaten. And as far as the fetus goes, that it was connected to the piece that was cut off, so we need to think this through. The piece that's cut off is Ever Menachai, has the laws of Nevela, it's going to be Mitame, ritual impurity. But at the time that you cut it off, at the time that it had its last parting contact with the fetus, with the rest of its body, the fetus was not yet food because the mother was still alive. So the fetus was considered a living being, and a living being by animals does not become ritually impure. A human being living becomes ritually impure when he comes in contact. But the animal, until it's food, it's not going to become ritually impure, and therefore, habasar tahar, the fetus is kosher with the shechita of the mother. It's still part of the mother, so it's considered alive. And therefore, the contact with the Ever Menachai that was cut off is not going to cause it ritual impurity. However, shachat es imo, if you shecht the mother, va'achakach chatcha habasar, and then you cut off this leg, arm that's sticking out, magan nevela, divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that case would be contact with a nevela, because the part that's being cut off now, after it's all food, because the mother has been shecht, that part that's being cut off is Ever Menachai, has the law of nevela, and as it touches the rest of its body, it's making it tamei, according to Reb Meir, because of nevela Ever Menachai that did not become kosher through the shechita of the mother, because the part that's out of the body does not become kosher with the shechita of the mother, Reb Meir holds. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim argue and say, it's still connected to the fetus, to the body that's inside the mother. Maga terefa shechuta, it has the halacha of touching a terefa that was shecht. And the halacha of treifa that was shecht, as we discussed, is that it's indeed not kosher because it's a treifa, but it still will not become tamei and will not cause tuma, because the shechita that's done accomplishes that it's saved from the status of nevela. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.